Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Yummy Wisdom Healing Happy Hour. This is your host, Maggie Steele Penning with At Ease Holistic Coaching. I'm a swirl of emotions today. Today's show, in fact, is only going to be 15 minutes. I considered canceling and just thought, no, maybe what there is to do with my different yummy practices topic is clear myself, you know, to the degree that I can in this 15 minutes. So, first of all, I'm going to take what is called an oxy breath. Breath fills me with oxytocin. Sorry, had a little mind fart, didn't know quite how to articulate it. But when we breathe in a way that activates the vagus nerve, this sends oxytocin streaming through our system. Oxytocin is where we get our strength and where we get our grounded courage. And today, in the wake of Orlando, in the wake of the Stanford rapist, in the wake of U.S. politics, things are very turbulent, and I could really use the grounding and calming down. So let's start with that. To do an oxy breath, you breathe in deeply into your belly, and on the exhale, you make a ha sound, emphasizing the ha, as that sounded a little more hacky than I wanted, but the as well as the ah, and that is what activates the vagus nerve and releases the oxytocin. So let's do that together. And inhale. And exhale. Ah. I'm going to do one more. Inhale. So, what I'm most aware of, what I'm most present to, is how powerless and impotent I'm feeling these days with what's happening. You know, I don't like feeling powerless. And I don't like, I don't like these times, and these are these times that when we're going through the impact, the in the moment of, you know, 50 people being shot and killed in a nightclub, 50 more wounded, like our sense of personal safety is violated when these things happen. That's what my sense of I'm so in human animal rather than human spirit. I'm all about survival. I'm all about that. Let me breathe. What feels like impending danger. And this, too, is the kind of thing that happens when you've been raised in situations where you become hypervigilant, is that there are triggers to, you know, that set off the hypervigilance, and that's what's going on for me right now between the Stanford rapist and the Orlando massacre. I'm just in grief. And I'm in the human animal part of grief. Like I say, my own impending that sense of danger. So let me, rather than naming it, will be better served if I can express where I'm experiencing that in my body and what those sensations are. It's much more powerful to connect with these things as sensation rather than sheesh. impacting incident, I don't know what else to call it. But so for me, where do I feel? What I feel is in my sternum. Like cable, like steel cable wrapped around the bones of my sternum, and they're tightening, 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 pressing down. These cables, they're silvery and black, a little bit greasy. And there's the tightest down towards the bottom of my sternum. As I focus my attention there, let me see what there is for me to do. In the work I do with people who get triggered by their past traumas, I would either have them go and feel where that energy is the most intense. And my other access is to ask, what does she need? I get the sense that you know, usually our little human animal needs, the primal stuff that jerks our chain comes from pre-verbal stuff. And now you know, kind of have some words. And as I check in, what I get is to go with what does she need rather than to feel where the energy is the most intense. Although, interestingly enough, it is in that same part of my sternum. And so checking in, see the questions, what does she need? Okay, what I'm getting is, what does she need to be told by me to feel safe? And as I'm asking, my hand over my sternum, just saying, what do you need to feel safe? What do you need me to say to feel safe? She's saying, I'm so scared, it's so scary. Please tell me that you'll protect me. Oh, this is, it's like a protect me from the monsters. That's what being, so yes. I promise, sweet, sweet little angel, to protect you from the monsters. And I'm so sorry for all the times when you were little, that you weren't protected from the monsters. I'm sorry for all the times when you were little that the monsters hurt you and you couldn't protect yourself. I'm so sorry this happened to you. You didn't deserve this. Asking her, what else do you need to feel? I still have my hand over my sternum. This is a way of providing protective energy over the little hurt psyche within. And often people I work with have similar experiences to me where the wounds that we carry, the wounds that trigger, when I see myself in that area where the wound has been triggered, if I am my best access to healing myself. So when I go to the different areas in my body, which today happens to be my sternum, the me I see is little 5-year-old, little skinny,
skinny knees, dirty knees and elbows.
Which, by the way, those were the days I love that I got to be a child, when it was okay to go outside and play and be off on your own for several hours a day. Oh, goodness. Let me see. Again, checking in. See, what do you need to feel safe? What is she? What do you want to ask in a set level? 5-year-old. Okay, this is just delightful. So the request is to not put her on display. So I'm actually going to deal with any deeper stuff in resolving this with her after I end the show. And I think I'm in a space where I can say that when scary, deplorable things happen that we find hard to fathom, part of what happens is our sense of self, our sense of safety is disrupted, and we don't handle the disruption well. You know, when our safety is disrupted, we do immediately go into those visceral, hurt, angry, lashing out kind of responses. And you can tell when your response is a lashing out is when the response separates you from the person you're communicating with rather than connects you. And so I notice that just that the lashing out is no different if I'm a liberal person saying get rid of all the guns than if I'm a gun-toting NRA member saying keep all the guns. The lashing out is the same. It's not coming from the connecting at human spirit. It's coming from the primal human animal survival at all costs kind of energy. And that's not the energy that is going to bring us healing around this. So, my happy listeners, my lovely British voice has just startled me with the 90-second warning mark. My heart goes out to us all. May we open our capacity to forgive. May we opacity to see ourselves even in the shoes of that reprehensible person, whoever that reprehensible person happens to be at the moment. Oh. And we'll do this again next week. Let's see if it'll be a little bit happier version of the Yummy Wisdom Healing Happy Hour. This is Maggie Steele-Canning with At Ease Holistic Coaching, signing off.